What are you looking at?
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Dance on Air. They had style, they had grace.
Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolan, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome back to the show, Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM in the beautiful San Fernando Valley. Today, we are celebrating summer. I don't know if you guys noticed, but it's getting warm out there. Just a little bit warm, in case you haven't noticed. But also, this week we are celebrating Fashion Week. And to do so, this week we had the honor to actually sit down in person and interview three big figures in the fashion industry. We interview Mr. Ivan Montero, who's a hairstylist, and he's known for working with some of the biggest celebrities in the entertainment industry. Also, we had Lydia Talavera, who is a shoe designer. She has a very particular design of shoes that I'm pretty sure you have never heard of before, because it's completely innovative and completely new. So we'll be talking to them, but also we sat and interviewed Mr. Merlin Castell, who is a high fashion designer. Mr. Castell is not only extremely talented and a visionary, but also a brilliant mind. You wouldn't know what I mean when you listen to these interviews. So to begin, here is our interview with Mr. Ivan Montero. So, good afternoon. Please say hello to the San Fernando Valley.
Hello to the San Fernando Valley.
All right. Well, if you really quick tell us your name and what is it that you do? Why?
Well, my name is Ivan Montero. I'm actually the owner of iEmperor Studio in Burbank, California, Toluca Lakeside.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your trajectory, how you end up in this business and in this career.
Well, actually, that was a pure accident, because since I was a kid, I had no idea that I wanted to be a hairdresser. Like, everybody would think, oh yeah, he wanted to be a hairdresser, but no, I had no idea that was my call. But as soon as I started working, I just find that I love this career so much.
All right, and in your case, what has been some of the challenges that you had to encounter?
Actually, you know what? I think I had challenges in a different other field that I tried. Like, I went to school for being a doctor, and I went to school to be a school teacher. And those were my challenges, and this career has been my savior. Because this career really saved me from everything, and it gave me life. And you know, as soon as I became a hairstylist, my life completely changed. You know, from being a small kid from a small village in Mexico City, in Mexico. I was from a small village and a small little town. And so as soon as I became a hairdresser, that completely changes, you know, because it gave me actually more motivation to do things and actually to help people, because we do events once in a while to help people. And like my daughter said, that I have a heart of a dog, that's what she said, because I would like to help people. So, and this one helped me a lot to help more people.
All right, and who were some of the people that helped you, you know, in your career?
Well, you know, first of all, when I met my publicist and friend, Janalte Galvan, she always been there on my side when I came to the States. Because before in Mexico, I think we're born with a star or something different, because since I was in Mexico, I started doing celebrities. Like, one of my big celebrities that I had, it was Guadalupe Pineda. She was the first. It was just like an accident again, because I didn't know who she was until one day she had a...
What?
Yeah, because I was a kid, and you know, when no, when you don't know really a celebrity, you're not in touch with the world, you never imagine, you know. And I was working in Mexico City, so she always make an appointment with the salon with me, and she just registered herself as Mrs. Pineda, and so all the time Mrs. Pineda. And so when finally one day she invited somebody to come to the shop, and she start, you know, like they start talking about music, and the girl says, you know what? Oh, it took me the whole day, and I didn't even finish the song. And then the other girl, right? And then she goes, don't worry, music is like that. At the beginning, it's always a challenge, but as soon as you get it, in one day, I can record an album myself. And I was like, you know, I'm not dumb. Two plus two are four, you know. So, Pineda, Mrs. Pineda. Music, you know, like I connected the dots, and I know that she was Mrs. Pineda. So as soon as I had an opportunity, I asked her, and she goes, yeah, that's me. And you didn't know? I said, no, I had no idea. I said, please keep it like that, because I don't want you to
change or be different than who you are. So, but that was very briefly, you know, because shortly after that, I came to the United States. And I also met, you know, like Emilio Azcárraga, the owner of Televisa, and he was really nice too. You know, I met a lot of people there. And so that's, you know, when I came to the States, I started from zero. Because I came to learn English only, and I was going to go back to Mexico. So that didn't happen. So I stayed here.
Didn't we all?
Yeah. And shortly after, I met this beautiful and nice lady. So she helped me out, you know, like I said, you know, and I met other people around. And she actually connected me with Jenny Rivera. And she did the connections. And so after that, Jenny and I, we became like friends, and I was her hairstylist for since 2004 until 2012. I was her personal hairstylist and friend.
All right, and what are some of the plans that you have in the future? What if you had an opportunity to continue to grow a bit more? What would be some of the, you know, goals that you would set for yourself?
You know what? I have made so many plans, but so many plans have been done, and there's I start on new ones that are coming also. But definitely, you know, like my line of products, I think is one of the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, my hair product lines. I think my hair product line will be the next step and the next challenge.
All right, and where can we find you? Do you have a webpage or a social media? Where can
absolutely
people find you?
Ivan Montero Hair on Instagram, and Ivan Montero on Instagram, and I mean on Facebook, and I am Curtis Studio on Twitter.
All right, well, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we wish you all the best. We truly believe this is one of the industries as well that it could be as small as you want it to be or as big as you want it to be. Yeah, I'm sure you realize that and you actually know that. Like I was telling you earlier when we were talking, my mother did 60 years, and that's one of the things that I learned that from her, that you could start as a small business or you can end up being. My cousin actually works for CBS Studios as a hairstylist. So in my family, we had multiple people, and we always said it, you can either be in the swimming or you could be really on the top of your game, and it's the same career. It's all about having, you know, that connection with the clientele. It's about actually having aspirations and actually wanting to continue to grow, but the service continues to be the same. So thank you, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Shining like a superstar. What you-
And we're back. We also had the opportunity to sit down with Mrs. Lydia Talavera, who is a shoe designer and entrepreneur. She's going to be talking to us today about her shoes, how she started her career, some of the struggles she had to encounter, and what plans she has for the near future. So it's my pleasure and it's an honor for me to present to you our interview to Miss Lydia Talavera.
All right, so first of all, can you do me a favor and say hello to the San Fernando Valley?
Hello to the San Fernando Valley.
All right, well, can you tell us really quick how you started your career?
My shoe company, I started it because I've had a problem finding shoes my size. I wear a size 4 and it's extremely difficult to find that size at all, anywhere, including Europe. And so I had gone to Mexico to visit my dad. My dad has always been in the leather goods, including shoes. He had mentioned to me that he wanted to start making the whole shoe. Right now, he makes parts of the shoes. I asked him if he would make me a shoes my size. If I send him a picture, he would make me shoes my size. And he said, yeah. So that's pretty much where the idea of the shoe company started. However, obviously with, you know, making a business for small size shoes wasn't going to work out. I started thinking who else has the same problem that I do, not being able to find shoes their size. I thought about tall women. Obviously, most companies right now, their average sizes are between 6 and 10. Anyone below that or anyone above that is very difficult to find shoes. But I continue to think who else could benefit from having, you know, either smaller or bigger shoes. And I thought about the LGBTQ community. No one is servicing the LGBTQ community and the shoe department. There are a couple of companies that make plus size shoes is what they call them, but basically they take the women's molds and they just continue to make bigger shoes. That doesn't help them with the width of the shoe. And so what I did is that we took the men's molds, the shoes from the men's molds, and we made high heels out of them. So we're not reinventing the wheel. We took what's already, has already been there for years. We just put a heel on it, and is the perfect fit for most male people with male with a male foot. And it has, we have been received very well by the LGBTQ community. On top of that, we are also well received by women that have very wide feet, because we can actually go. We make in women's sizes, we make from size 4 to size 13, and we can go from medium to 4W, which is really wide. And so that's our one of our main customers as well, is women with very wide feet. And the men's category, the high heels and men's sizes, we go from size 7 to size 15 and a half, very big. But they're actually asking us to go up to 18. However, the machines don't allow for that, and we're working through that right now.
Well, actually, today we were invited by Janalte, and as soon as she kind of explained that, I thought it was actually an ingenious idea. I thought it was simply, you say we're not reinventing the wheel, but I truly believe you kind of are. I believe you actually are creating something that is logical, that it makes sense, and I don't know why anybody didn't thought about that in the past. You're like, it really, why has it taken so long? Some of the ideas that you get from other people, you realize, why hasn't anybody thought about that in the past? I mean, something should have been done even, I mean, we're in 2022. I would expect it to at least 2000. We know the 90s, 80s, it was a whole different story and they didn't get enough support. But in the 2000s, you would think by now, someone would have been smart, especially about this industry. I mean, the shoe industry is humongous as it is. You would have think some of the major companies would have thought about that.
Yes.
So I think it's a great, great idea, and I think it actually has insane potential. We know you are already doing pretty well, but really, I think anybody knows anything about business, the second that you mention it, it clicks on your head, and you're like, this could be big. This really has potential to become something much, much larger than people imagine. So we were, my partner and I, which is Gabriel, he's here today with us. He's the vice president actually from our chamber, and I'm the president for our chamber. And we were saying, wow, if I would have thought about that, I would have launched a business on that. It's a great business idea. So next, can you tell us a little bit of what are some of the challenges you had to encounter, you know, through your career?
Everything. Absolutely everything. Because what happened, we're very different, right? What happened is that at the beginning, people used to go to their villages or their towns and talk to the shoemaker and you make shoes. Well, we went into the industrialized business and now you make a ton of shoes. And so now you narrow it to the people that can buy the most, right? Which is usually people from a size, standard size shoes. I'm going back, right? But by going back to being a little bit more of a niche and being more customizable, I had to go back to starting all over again. So one of my biggest challenge was finding a shoemaker, because I went to several, everyone turned me down because they wanted me to order 200 of this, 200 of that.
Of course.
And just one color, right? And we carry over 40 sizes with men's and women's. Automatically, I was going to go bankrupt just by the thought, you know, it's just not feasible. So what I wanted my shoemaker to do is, if I get an order, I do one at a time. Because what we can do is, the customer can pick or select the style and select the color. We have over 70 colors to choose from. They can, on some shoes, all the pumps we can do in a 110 millimeter heel, 85 and 65. So not everyone can wear very high heels. The platforms, you can do a thin heel or a chunky heel. So we have, because we have to do everything from scratch, I'm trying to give the customer all the options that we could possibly do. So that was one of the biggest challenges, was finding someone that was willing to work with me on making one pair of shoe at a time. The other challenge was also finding that we had, for the men's shoes, we had to make molds for the molds for the molds for the molds of the machine, because there's nothing available in the men's shoe sizes. And to be honest, I thought we were crazy. And I just kept pushing my manufacturer. I said, I don't care what they're telling you, just tell them how much. And it took us 2.5 years to come out, to go on the market, and the perfect year ever, which was 2020. Actually, that was yesterday. It was 2 years that we went live.
Well, that's pretty awesome, and congratulations.
Thank you.
But I also like to give some space to the people who helped you. So this is your opportunity to actually thank some of the people that actually helped you through the process.
So there are three key people that helped me, actually, four with my husband, but my uncle, who is my right-hand person in Mexico, he does the daily running around, taking shoes to the manufacturer, taking shoes to the shipping company, taking shoes to the photography people. He does everything for me in Mexico, because all the shoes are made in Mexico. The manufacturer that believed in the idea, I pretty much told him, this, I am going to find someone. You either get on this boat right now, or you're going to stay out of the boat. So he ended up helping me, and it was a long road. He didn't quite believe me at the beginning, you know, and then until he started seeing the money coming in, meaning me sending the money for all the molds, right? So they knew I was serious. And definitely my husband, that didn't question me. I have spent quite a bit of money. You know, any other person would have said, why are you spending so much money? This is not my industry. I'm a commercial real estate broker. I sell shopping centers. This is not what I do. I've never went to shopping, I went to fashion school or any of that. So this is completely different to me. I literally YouTube everything. How do you do this? How do you do that? It's been a challenge. But it's you know, it's nice to see it becoming what it is right now, and I can see the huge potential in front of it as well.
Well, congratulations. I think, like
you.
I said, you really, make sure that you partner, make sure that you really hold on to this idea, because I truly believe it has insane amount of potential, and I would love to introduce you to some of the other people that have created such things. One of the ladies that we know, she invented a case for bras. And the same thing, she said, why hasn't anybody thought about actually creating a case for the bras that actually will protect your bra and make it last longer?
Yeah.
And she's considered among the 7% of all women in the entire United States. Because of that, she actually partnered, and it was her own invention. And I think you need to hang out with people like that, because you are in the right track, and I truly believe it's going to be a monster, 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 monster of a business.
Thank you.
So congratulations
Thank
on your anniversary, but also congratulations on your new What can we expect for the future? What else you got coming up?
You know what? We're just trying to get to be bigger and get out a little bit more, because this company is not just for a certain niche, right? It's basically for everybody, because we have high heels and men's sizes, and that covers the LGBTQ community. We have the women's shoes, but women that can go to the store and buy their shoes without a problem, you know, to the point they're not my customer. But if you're looking for a specific color, because if you go to the store, especially right now, you only find the blacks, the browns, the nudes, some reds, but beyond that, your options are very limited. With us, you can, if you're looking for a specific color, we have over 70 colors on the website. If you don't see the color that you want, send us an email and we'll try to find it with one of our vendors. So well, it is basically
to the camera,
for everybody.
Where we can find you? What is your website?
So my website is my name. It's LydiaTalavera.com. We're also on social media, which is Instagram and Facebook and TikTok at LydiaTalavera.inc. And that's where you can find us. If there's something that you're looking specifically, send, and you don't see it on our website, send us an email. We'll respond right away.
Well, thank you so much
for
spending some time with us.
Thank you for your time.
I'll be more than happy to do a follow-up. I would like to see any future stuff that you might come up with, any new ideas, any new colors. I think it's a great idea. Like I said, I really mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
I think you're on the right track, and I think it's going to be a very, very, very successful business. So we look forward to seeing you continue to grow.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, man.
The heart of the valley, Panorama City, with over 20,000 businesses, is a place to live, shop, and work. Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, promoting and protecting the interests of businesses in our community. Join us for more information. Visit panoramachamber.com.
And we're back. And last but not least, we interview Marilyn Castell, who is a high fashion designer. He's very well known on social media and throughout the fashion industry. But more than that, this gentleman is a brilliant mind that will make you think twice about what you think, you know, about fashion and what it takes. He will be talking to us what it takes to become a real fashion designer. Sometimes we just look at the results of all the work they put in, and we think that's the easy life. We think he makes his money without having to make much effort, and he will prove you wrong. So it is my pleasure and my honor to present to you or interview to Marilyn Castell.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. If you could do me a favor, the first thing, can you please say hello to the San Fernando Valley?
Hello, San Fernando Valley.
Listen, can you please tell us how you started your career?
My career, I started...
the short version.
Well, you know, it's a short version. It's like I start... The memory of my career, what I have the most closest to my mind is when I trade my bicycle for a sewing machine when I have 11 years old. That's the best memory I have in my mind when I think at that moment my career started. Because that was the moment when I started taking decisions on my life. What I want to be, what I should be, and what kind of sacrifice I have to do to become what I am today. And that decisions, you know, some people, they take those decisions when they want to. Some people, they get those decisions when it's the right time for them. Or some people, they never get it. I'm glad I got that decision when I was 11 years old. I was 11 years old and I told my mom, Mom, I need to get rid of my bicycle because I want to buy a used sewing machine that I saw. And the lady, she says she needs the money. And her son is buying my bike. My bicycle. So I'm going to sell my bicycle so I can purchase that sewing machine because I want to do aprons. In my mind, she said, why you want to do aprons, Marilyn? What is the reason you want to make aprons? I said, because I want to save money to study fashion design. And I want to pay some English
at 11
classes.
Years old.
11 years old.
Wow.
I want to take classes of sewing classes. I want to take classes of pattern making, and that costs money, and she couldn't give me that because barely she was paying my high school. You know, in my mind, she used to sell tamales, and that was her business. That's how she gave us education to all of us. And she says, and I have my mind in what I want, and I want to learn how to make paddles professionally. I always look for, and I always tell the young generation, you want to do something, get educated about it. Because you can wish to be something. You can wish to be a doctor. You can wish to be an athlete. If you don't get trained, if you don't get the proper education to be what you want to be in this life, you're just gonna be wasting your time. Because when the moment, you can be extremely talented, but when you get the moment to show up your work, your skills that you know are trained to for that level of classes or whatever you want to do your life or a test, and you won't be able to pass because you know are educated, you know are trained. So go to school, learn a career, learn about your passion, study your passion. It's like when you buy a car, you read all the manuals of the car, what the car has, what it comes with it. The career is the same thing, and I learned that since a young age, and that helped me a lot, and it gave me steps ahead from everybody. I was making aprons. My mom used to have a chiclera. That's called in Spanish. It's like a place where she can sell carne asada and all that kind of stuff. Oatmeal, you know, oatmeal. In the morning, she used to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and sell that. Her friends, I see that they have aprons, and they always get robbed. They always steal their money from their pockets. You know what they get? So I used to make this apron that they can hide the money inside them. So they can shake it, but they cannot get the money out. With zippers everywhere. So that was my first invention, to create apron that they can hide the money. When they are at 4 o'clock in the morning, when they are working there, and the thief, they come and they used to steal their apron because they couldn't find the money. So they throw it, and then they should go pick it back and say, oh, he doesn't know that money is inside.
So you created like a secret compartment.
A secret. I've always been like that. I've been looking for functions. And my mom, she told me, you know, every time I remember she used to cry because she said, they took my money. And the money is everything, you know, because when you are working in the street, she was a street seller. The people, they steal your money, you don't have money to start over again. And I said, my mom used to tell all her friends, my son is making this type of aprons. And I became popular making aprons. I used the money to pay my English classes. I went to, I got classes for English. I learned Italian because my dreams were set in Italy. I said, I'm gonna go study to Italy. That's what I told you, I don't know when I can start, but I know my life started when I got rid of my bike.
He literally started at 11 years old.
11 years old, I took the decision. So that's the moment where I remember, that's when my career started. Because people, they like to say, I want to be this, I want to be an artist, I want to be a star, I want to be this. But they don't do nothing about it.
Exactly.
Being an artist, being a celebrity, being whatever you want to be in this life, it takes sacrifice. You have to give something to get something. And the life of the artists, they are not easy, if they think it's easy. We have no friends. we always alone. We always working. We don't have time to spend on weekends. 24 hours a day, we have to be doing what we set to do, our career. Our life, it doesn't belong to us. No personal life. It belongs to everybody. The people in our compromises. Because if we stop, we disappear. And so you cannot stop. You have to keep moving like water, like liquid water. You have to keep going. And that is a life. That's why when I wake up in the morning, I say, Merlin, what are you going to do today? I don't even ask what I'm going to be doing today. I know already. So I have something to do all the time. And that's life. That keeps me going. And you know, like my advice, you know, to all the young generation is, think about what do you want and get trained. In the meantime, study different careers, get different careers, so that can get you what do you want.
Exactly where you want to be, yeah.
What do you want to be? And that's all there. Because I said, when I was in my country, I couldn't study fashion design. So what I do is I said, what is closer to fashion design? It's architecture, so I got graduated as an architect. I was studying. I didn't waste my time waiting. Oh my God, I want to be a fashion designer. I start my first class of fashion design. It cost me $250,000 in Italy. But I was already an architect. So I afford that. And I give it to myself. This is for me. And that's how you do it. You use the weapons that your parents they give you against
the odds,
your dreams. And then you use those dreams and you make your reality. And that's my reality. In 2010, I end up paying my debt with my school. I got rid of it. I said, now it's time to invest in my business. And that's when in 2010, I started my own business with Ramin Castell.
So it's only been 10 years that you've been in business?
Or 12? Yep.
That's pretty impressive. I actually saw some of your work, and actually, like I was telling you before we did the interview, I did my homework, and I began to study some of the stuff that you've done. It's actually quite impressive to be able to go from starting to where you are now, you know, in the industry in such a short period of time.
You know, and I stopped in 2016, because my husband got with cancer, and then he died in 2020.
Ooh.
Yeah, 2 years ago, and then, but I dedicated that, but didn't stop me from doing what I'm doing. You know, he never interfered with my career. My career is something separate from my personal life. And you just have to keep going. You have to have a reason to wake up in the morning and say, this is your passion. If it's not passion, don't waste your time trying to
exactly.
Be whatever you want in this life. And that passion, it means that people, they will call you crazy, they will call you many names. All your friends, they're going to tell you, oh, let's go and have some drinks, let's go and have some. And then you're going to say, no, sorry, I can't. Because I don't have a job from 8 to 6. From Monday to Friday, I have a job that is 24 hours. And when the people they call me, I have to be there. So those sacrifices, people they say, I want to be a star, I want to be. Those sacrifices, they don't know that people they have it, they have successful, they sacrifice all that.
Absolutely, they only see the results, they only see the process and what it takes to actually get there.
And
I fully understand.
That's what I try to explain in my TikTok, always TikTok, that is a big platform that I have a lot of young viewers. That they always ask me, I want to be a designer. What should I do to be a designer? I say, start from the beginning. Go to school.
Yeah, we always
finish all your grades.
We always, you know, give us an advice, people. If you have to be a volunteer, I don't care if you gotta pick up the trash and you gotta clean the floors for the designer that is already established. But you start from the bottom.
They don't want to do it. They wanna.
Exactly. They wanna already just enjoy
just
the benefits.
They wanna be like,
but they don't really
the
wanna do
it.
Exactly. So no. So that's what we tell them exactly. If you wanna be in the industry, any industry that you choose, whether it's the entertainment industry, whether it's business, yes, you have to start from the bottom.
Most of people,
and I don't care if you have to pick up the trash and clean the floors to begin. But if they allow you to actually be part of the industry, to open the doors, that's where you start. You're gonna have to carry the bags for these gentlemen over here. You're gonna have to carry the bags. You're gonna have to do whatever he says
exactly
for at least
like
a couple of years, and then perhaps you might get a shot at actually being something else.
Exactly like the devil wore Prada, you had to bring the coffee.
Yes, sir.
It's not true. That's not the way it is.
No, but it should be.
But it should be.
I am a hardcore.
I'm gonna tell you something about that. The new generation. The new generation. They think to be a star, to be a rapper, all these people that they see and they are successful. They think that they are lucky.
Yeah, they just woke up one morning.
They just
and
wake up in the morning and then they became famous. No, these people, they've been trained since they are child. They've been trying and trying and trying until, and all those failures, we fall, we stand up, we fall, we come back again. All those are rehearsals. It's a training. So when you get to hit that jackpot, you are already trained, so you know how to defend that what you got. Because it's not becoming somebody or winning the lotto or something. It's about holding it. Not knowing how to be ready to invest your gift. If you don't know how to invest, then you will blow it in the same day. And it will be nothing, you won't exist. People, they forget very easily. People, they forget, they don't remember, they move on to the next one. Always I tell the young designer, I said, when you present in your collection, make sure you get that in video. Make sure you train your models and you tell them, walk, look in that camera right there, and give them the best of you, and showcase my work the best you can. They say, well, but it's audience here. There is audience sitting, important people. Believe me, they will forget about my work when they go to their house to deal with their own problems, the wife, the bills, the car payment, all those kind of stuff. They will forget about my collection. But that video is perfect for me because that's what I'm going to use on my social media. And that's all what I'm going to have. And that's all what I need. And they say, oh my God, I didn't talk about that. And people, they think when you are, if you are, you are a singer, I tell them, if you're a singer and you are performing in front of people, you it's true, people, they came to pay to see you. But remember, it's a video game. So perform from that video because that's going to stay forever.
The cameras become your best friend.
It's your best friend, and that's the only thing that people, they will be able to remember and share. And millions of people, they say, oh my God, that's a good singer, because a good performer, that show is something that I want to go and see one more time. And you always let them wait for more. That's been my life.
Well, thank you so much, and people, please treasure what he's saying, because a lot of people don't understand. He could be charging you easily a couple of $100 just for saying what he just told you. This is advice. This is from an expert, so someone who knows what they're talking about, and they're giving you free advice for you to be able to learn something new. So if you're not learning something from out of this, trust me, you don't belong in the industry.
I'm going to tell you something. You know how my TikTok started? My TikTok started because I have this. I always been a character, cause I this being me, this is no, I've been always like this, my look and my the way I dress. I have a question for one kid. He says, Merlin, I need an advice. I'm 14 years old, and my dad, he wants me to study economics, and I want to be a fashion designer. All my life, I want to be a designer. But my dad says that you're not going to be able to make money with that career. So he's forcing me to study economics. I said, this is what you're going to do. Like this, very simple. This is what you're going to do. You're going to let your dad pay for your career for economics. You're going to get graduated with economics. My mom, she couldn't, I couldn't afford my career as a fashion designer. So I said, what I can pay? Just my career as an architect. And I was working and paying my career. I said, and that was a big sacrifice for me to become an architect. And then I said, once I get my title as an architect, I can afford to pay my career as a fashion designer. Once you get graduated as an economics, work, save some money, and go and study the career that you want. And you will be ready because you will understand more about business. You will understand about, you're gonna be running your business as a fashion designer, you're gonna be running your business as an entrepreneur, and you will be ready for it. Everybody think I'm gonna say, oh yes, don't listen to your parents, you know, do whatever you want, your parents. No, it's not like that. Everything, humans, we forget to use logic. And that's why we are fake, well, that's why we fail. Because we forget about the logic. Use the logic for everything. If I walk the street and I cross the street and I don't see side to side, if the cars are coming, you're gonna get killed. But if I go the corner and I say, listen, if somebody hits me in the corner, I'm gonna sue somebody because I'm allowed to pass, to cross the corner without not looking. Unless if the light is going red. It's logic. And that's what I said, my TikTok blog. People, they love it, they love it. I said, oh, this is the kind of stuff that they talk about to the young generation. I have millions of kids, and my Instagram is full of questions. Merlin, I want to be a model. Merlin, I want to be this. What should I do? People, they always question because everybody don't have the answer of what they want to be. And when you are young, you think, you see, you are blind. You are blind for everything what you see about all the celebrities or the people, the influencers that they look at, and they have this kind of fake image that they show to the world. They think that's their life. No. When I go to my house, I take off all this and I go in my shorts.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you don't go to bed like that, right?
I do actually. I have a fancy pyjamas too.
Designed by you, of course.
Of course, everything. I've been making my clothes since I got my first machine. Even underwear, I don't buy underwear. I don't remember buying underwear. And other thing I don't do laundry. So much clothes I made this today. I said, what am I gonna be wearing today? I'm gonna make this. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I take took care of the things of my other clients. And I said, what I should have worn today? Oh, I'm gonna make me this. I bet I'm going to wear this. And then I picture that in my mind, and exactly how I picture something in my mind has to be done. So I'm like a processor machine. And when you are able to do that, you are a superhero. You are a superhero, you think like a superhero, so you are a superhero. You have a special powers. And everybody, all of us, we have those special powers, but we forgot about it because we are blind. We see, they say, a lot of butterflies, they don't know how beautiful their wings are. They have no idea how beautiful their wings are because they cannot see them. They only see the wings of the other butterflies and they are jealous of them. Because they see the other wings moving. So, my God, their wings are better than mine. They are not able to see theirs. Not even if they pass in front of the mirror, I don't see so. But that's the way a lot of people they are. In these days, they see other people's wings and they don't see their own wings.
Right, unfortunately, we are our biggest critics ourselves. We're always criticizing, what about this, what about that? Meanwhile, somebody's staring at you and saying, man, I wish I could be like that guy, you know? So you gotta give it a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. Perhaps you actually don't look as bad. I know that I'm guilty of that all the time. Oh my God, I'm too overweight, I'm too short, I'm too this, I'm too that. And next thing you know, there's actually somebody probably thinking, man, I wanna grow up to be like that guy. So we gotta give ourselves a little bit more credit and actually
more credit, that's the way.
Love ourselves.
You know what is the most important thing in this life is that a lot of people, they say, I have an email today, a lady from Bolivia, she wrote me, she says, I get all kinds of stuff because I inspire people. That's what I do. She says, Merlin, if something happened to me when I was young, because I was beautiful. Now, I let myself go because I am afraid to be beautiful again. And I see your videos and I follow you in your social network and I see how happy you are and how free you are to talk about stuff that people they won't talk about it. And she says, and that inspired me. And just I want you to tell me something so I can be again beautiful again. This is a situation with beauty. Beauty is something that is inside all of us. Because beauty is all the cells that we have inside. They are beautiful because they keep me, they make me talk. I can talk. If I get a sore somewhere, all the cells, they go over that area and they clean that area and they heal me. And that's the beauty of life. The way we think about beautiful is what we see in the magazines because that's the way they put in our heads. No, we are beautiful from inside because we have the gift of God inside of us. That we have all those cells, they are connected. And humans, we are cells. We are big cells. And all that we have to do is connect each other to tell things that other people, they are too busy thinking and other things, like looking the neighbor, what kind of car he has, looking the other people. It's no reason for that. You have to look inside you and then you start healing from inside you. I learned that from myself because I have seen so many people die. When I was for the pandemic, I said, Merlin, what are you gonna do for this situation when it's a pandemic? My business is renting dresses for the red carpet, for the Grammys, for the all the events that they do in Hollywood. And I said, I'm gonna be out of business. No, you're not gonna be out of business. You know why? Because it's a lot of pregnant women over there, they are in the house. They're getting pregnant because they are in the house with their husband, they have nothing else to do. So they have to have they cannot do baby showers. So I said, listen, I have these fabulous dresses. They are made for pregnant women. They look like a wedding dress. So you can celebrate that you are pregnant and take a picture with it. And I have a photographer who can do that for you. And I send that to all of them. And that's how I survived 2 years. It's all about looking inside you and you found the way to survive. I'm a survivor. That's what I am. I'm a survivor.
Also, one of the things that I discovered about beauty, we were talking about beauty, one of the things that I always tell people, it's hilarious, but do you know what's the common thing the attractive and unattractive people we have in common is the fact that we're judged by our looks. you know, that unfortunately both, whether you're the most beautiful person or you're not, unfortunately most people judge you by the looks and they miss out on something much, much bigger, much, much larger, which is the person that you really are, the human that you really are.
Like, let me tell you about beauty. I have a situation right now that I use a short curl in my, to open my show. The reason I use it is a petite, I don't say short, it's petite. Designers, when we get out of the school, we come out with a, they wash our brain. And they tell us what is the right aesthetic for fashion. It's a skinny, tall model that is, she's 6'2", 6'4", and that's the idea that they put. If you dress a girl like that in the runway and all they look the same, your collection is gonna be beautiful. But what is the reality? The reality is that
most women walking around don't look like that.
No, those dresses, once they are done, I have to put it in the trash. Because if I rent those dresses, let's say her, she won't be able to rent that dress. Remember, you have to cut this dress. Is that true?
True.
And my true clients, like her, they look like her. I said, no. It's a lie. But that's the idea that they put us of beauty. They put that in our heads, the market. But the market is changing now. We have plus size in the runways. And we're gonna have petite models in the runway too. And we're gonna have petite boys walking the runway because those are the real clients. I remember my teacher and architecture, he used to say, Merlin, those Calvin Klein jeans, they don't look nice on me because I don't have butt. I said, when you gonna design some pants that they don't need to have butt? He said they don't have butt. It's just the model that make you believe that.
Correct.
And that's a lie that they put in our head. So they make you believe that fashion is not accessible to us. You know, because we don't fit in that. We're not supposed to fit in fashion. Fashion has to fit us. You know, and that's a job of the designer. You come to me and say, Merlin, I need an outfit. I have to accommodate my skill to make it look good. And that's my job. And I won't tell you, I would turn her down and say, no, get out of my place because I have nothing for you.
Yeah.
So I'm not a
You will be out of business if you
I will be out of business.
Correct.
And people, they don't think about that. Other thing is about the designer. Most of the questions I get in my social media, I say, Merlin, why all the designers, they have only one size, a sample size dresses? Because when we present the collection, we are like an architect. We showcase a mock. Just a sample of what we're gonna be, what is our tendency, what is our idea, our concept. And after that, everything goes in sizes.
Let me pass around there for a minute. Can you check these two?
I think we only need to talk.
Yeah, I want to make sure that it doesn't go.
I think we're done.
Just move the legs a little bit so he knows that we're still recording. There you go, that's it. And just go back to where it was. It's just to let it know that. Because after a while, if you're not touching anything, it goes to sleep.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you so much for spending.
I appreciate.
You know what, I think you're a great example. I love people like you because you're a great example that unfortunately, if you're blind enough to criticize somebody by the image, they will be completely dead wrong.
I don't believe in that because...
Well, let me finish. Take the compliment. I'm paying you a compliment. You got to learn to take a compliment. I'm paying you a compliment. I'm not going to allow you to interrupt me when I'm paying you a compliment.
Okay,
so I'm saying, yes, I think you're really a genius. You think you are an amazing person. And unfortunately, a lot of the blind people would actually go based upon that. They see you in a runaway, they see all that, and you just look like the big designer, you know, out there walking around. But not too many people get the opportunity to actually talk to you face to face and just talk to you as another human being, as another person. And then you realize, yes, this is why you're great. This is why you're so humongous. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times the video won't capture that. You know, if you're in a runaway and you're walking people, create some, oh, he's big, probably he's not touchable, probably I could never have a conversation with this guy, you know, it would be impossible to reach him. And then when I talk to you like this, I realize you're a full human being and you're just like anybody else, and I can see why people like you, I can see why people will seek for you. It's not just a design, it's that they're talking to a real human being, they're talking to someone who understands them and understands their needs. So I think you're an amazing designer, and
I think you are actually
a great human being.
I'm gonna give you just a little thing. I'm gonna add to your compliment. Thank you very much, I appreciate it. And I take it humbly, believe me. When I talk in my videos, I don't sell nothing. I'm not selling. What I do is I'm creating, I start cutting a pattern, making a dress, super gown, super couture gown, and I'm working in my gown. And I'm talking, I'm telling them one story about my life. My experience was like when I was in Italy and I was hungry and I used to run from one class to another and I didn't have money to buy food because I was a student. I was a scholarship student and an intern. And I remember I was hungry. So what I used to do is eat gum or candies so I can treat my stomach so I don't feel hungry. And I get up, I was for 3 days sometimes, no eating. Just eating candies and Doritos and whatever I can find. So when I'm creating a piece, I'm talking about this kind of stuff. I'm not telling to nobody, buy this dress, buy this piece. I made this. There is no one single video in my social media telling you, buy this because it's made by me. No, they want it because the feeling that is in that story. And I don't have no one single hate in my social media, and I have almost a million followers, and I don't have hate, I don't have, everybody loves me. And if somebody says something, it's not about, it's something constructive. Like Merlin, you shouldn't do this, Merlin, you shouldn't do just shoulders for the smaller, Merlin. They are constructive things that they help me to be a better designer. Because they are the clients. Merlin, you shouldn't make clothes for this type of woman. They are the clients. Merlin, you should. I test my designs in social media. I try to do something and then suddenly say, oh, this is going to work. This is not going to work. It's a test. And that's my strategy. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to close it up with that. Definitely, I couldn't have a bigger lesson than please don't make the mistake of actually judging someone by their looks or by what they're wearing, because you'll be missing out a lot. A lot of times you'll be missing out the opportunity to get to know somebody who could be a brilliant, that could change your mind, that could change your whole life by simply giving out a speech. So thank you so much
for
spending
some
time with us, and thank you so much for actually giving this speech. I think it's very memorable, and I think it's a huge lesson to a lot of people to not judge a book by the cover.
Yep, that's the way it is.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's what it makes everything. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our episode for this week. But please, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned as we continue to play more hits. In the next hour, we will be playing Leyendas de los Ochentas with yours truly, presenting to you the best hits of the 80s and Spanish. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hi, everyone. This is Songwriting Shane, and you're listening to KROJ. 101.5 FM. I'm sending a big congratulations to Saul Mejia, your talk show host, for Business This Week, right here in LA's beautiful, sunny San Fernando Valley. So tune in and turn on with topics on culture, politics, and music in the Valley. It's all right here on KROJ 101.5 FM. It's magical.